This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. MD Home Call is a leader in connecting patients and physicians in the Greater Toronto Area for doctor house call and visits. The company has recently been acquired by Crescent Capital-backed National Home Doctor Service, Australia's largest network of home visiting doctors with offices in Canada. Home Call doctor visits support a growing trend for patients who may otherwise go to a walk-in clinic or get no care at all. Patients may have no family doctor or can't get in to see their physician in a timely manner. Here today to tell us more about MD Home Call is Mukund Chopra, board member and CEO of the company for several years. Mukund, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Thanks very much for having me.
And you're more than welcome. So from the opening of MD Home Call, which is prominently known in the Greater Toronto Area, and the recent acquisition of the company, what makes MD Home Call a leader in the doctor house call and visit arena?
Yeah, I'd say a few things. Obviously, we had the company has been around for quite a few years. We were founded about 7 years ago by our founder, Dr. Alicia Valentinis, who is herself a family physician and probably one of the highest providers of home calls in the region. Home calls, are nothing sort of fresh or innovative. It's a practice that's been in place for thousands and thousands of years. But in recent times, because of sort of, changes to sort of centralization, the setup of our healthcare system, seen as a less efficient model of care, and hence the proliferation of hospitals and walk-in clinics where you can manage greater patient flow and have had more sort of stable apparatus to provide things. That said, over the last probably 10 or so years, and actually, in fact, this year for the first time, the number of seniors in Canada, people classified as seniors, exceeds the amount of people under the age of 14. There's been quite a shift in our sort of demographic and population, which once again makes home calls a very, very relevant thing and an appropriate channel of care given the shift in patient population.
If you would explain the history behind MD Home Call and where you see the company's growth going into the future.
So I think I touched this in the earlier question. The company was founded 7 years ago. About 3 or so years ago, myself and a group of private investors came into the company. We have technology backgrounds from Silicon Valley and sort of venture capital. And we invested a substantial sum of money into the company and really looked to automate a lot of the processes that traditionally made home calls sort of an expensive channel of care. This included building a mobile-based EMR system that was connected to a call center, which would allow us to sort of transmit patient information quickly to doctors who could provide care in the field, as well as investing in sort of route optimization algorithms to allow doctors to sort of reduce the commute times and therefore become more effective at sort of servicing patients in the last little while. The company, as I said, was founded 7 years ago. This happened about 3 years ago, and we've just sort of combined forces now with National Home Doctor Service, who are backed by Crescent Capital, and we're really bullish on the prospects of the market overall. Most of that is driven by, I believe that the best businesses are ones that have a bigger the reason for them doing well is market driven, and is bigger than any one company's individual efforts. And certainly, we've got a very large trend here with a growing number of seniors, and we're bullish on Crescent's track record of having grown their business in Australia to over 1 million patients a month, and being the right partner to sort of support this going forward and maximize really the amount of people that the service can provide service to.
Curious, why MD Home Call? Any meaning behind the name that we should know about?
Yeah, just a pretty literal name. I think we just wanted people to understand from the name what the service was. So, doctors coming to your house, MD Home Call was the most literal thing we could think about. It's not a very complex value proposition to begin with.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Now, explain to us why home calls are so popular in Canada, and do you see that trend moving into the U.S.?
Definitely. So I think the thing that is driving this is obviously the demographic shift. I talked about growing number of seniors, at the same time a huge amount of sort of young families. So MD Home Call's patient population is probably about 70% of the patients are over the age of 60. Another 10 to 15% of those folks are people under the age of 10 years old. It's children. And these are both sort of populations that are, prone to illness. Very quickly will pick up things if they're exposed in external environments. Unlike a fit and fine 40-year-old who might have a cold, for somebody who's 75, that might be something of major concern if they've got a number of other complexities, like congestive heart failure or similar diseases. But if you move them from a CHF patient who's got a cough and you ask them to wait 6 or 7 hours in an emergency room, that may in fact worsen it for them only, in the interim, for them only to be told that it wasn't such a large issue after all. The other reason for it being such a popular sort of solution in Canada is in Canada, most of the provincial systems will pay for this completely out of pocket. So there is no sort of copay or cost to the end receiver of the home call. And, our patients are very prudent. We actually see almost no abuse of this system in Canada. And we see a huge amount of sort of people who would have gone to the emergency room were it not for this, averting this. As far as your question about the United States, it certainly is a growing trend, I'd say, in the United States as well, because the United States is experiencing a similar demographic shift to the one ongoing in Canada at the moment. But I'd say there's probably a little slightly higher resistance in the adoption because of the fact that, unlike Canada, not every health insurer would pay the entirety of a home call visit out of pocket. In some cases, there are co-pays and other things required. But in spite of that, I believe it will be and is a growing trend. And that has been evidenced by venture capital activity in this area, backing companies the likes of Pager and Heal, who are both home call service providers in San Francisco and New York, respectively.
Some good information right there. Today, we are joined by Mukund Chopra, the board member and CEO of MD Home Call, a leader in connecting patients and physicians in the Greater Toronto Area, for Dr. House Call and visits here on eHealth Radio's healthcare and health news channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. If you would, tell us more about the acquisition. What prompted the acquisition and why Crescent Capital?
Yeah, so we were fortunate that when we started assessing what it is we wanted to do with the company after I'd served for CEO for a few years and then was moving out of that role, we had a really strong operating team in there, but we saw one strategic challenge in the business, which is that we had a constant difficulty in retaining doctors or physicians to do this over the very long term. And we realized that a big part of the reason for that is, although it is wonderful that this is a service that is fully paid for by the government in Canada, we could not give any sort of copay to motivate our physicians to do this more than what the province was willing to pay out. There's a very similar situation to that ongoing in Australia, who similarly have a central payor plan where there's only one source of funds to anyone providing sort of physician care. And what we realized was that the way to win this would be to sort of, have discussions with the payors and speak about the virtues and merits of this and whether, in fact, it merited more payout to the physicians to make it sort of a more sustainable thing. Australia, there's a similar setup as I mentioned, and what Crescent Capital did was they noticed this problem in Australia and they had a strategy to acquire a number of local players, roll them up, and in doing so sort of consolidate the operations, drive down the costs, and manage to create economies of scale out of it. As a $1 billion fund, they really have the staying power to support that sort of thing. And they elected to pursue a sort of similar strategy in Canada. For us, this really was, as a group of shareholders, this really was a double bottom line kind of play, wherein, yes, it was good that it was a business, but, just as important, if not more important to us, was that we continue to provide a high level of service And out of all the, you know, strategic sort of alternatives that we evaluated, it was clear, very clear to us that Crescent Capital and the National Home Doctor Service were serious about this. You know, they've grown to over a million house calls a month in Australia and seem really, really committed to MD Home Call and potentially, you know, further acquisitions and further expansion, and had the sort of patient capital and long-term mentality required to do this at an institutional scale. So, you know, we knew they would take excellent care of the patient population, of which there are thousands a month, and make sure that they continued getting great service.
Also, if you would, and if you don't mind, give us an example of your patient base and who would consider a service such as MD Home Call.
Absolutely. So, you know, a fairly typical, I'd say the archetype of an MD Home Call patient is somebody who is, firstly, tends to be a senior, somebody typically older in age, 65 plus. Typically, this is a person who's got, you know, several chronic issues that have underlying complications or could make them more fragile than the average person, and then have had something happen to them that is not a chronic symptom, rather an episodic symptom. If they've got a chronic symptom, we want them to go to their ongoing team of care and their family doctor. But an episodic symptom is, you know, an example would be somebody who's got sort of CHF, congestive heart failure, but then they develop something that's small like a cough. A cough that's getting heavier over a couple of days. For you and I, you know, that may not be so much of an issue, but with somebody who's got underlying complexity, that is a real issue. Now, were it not for MD Home Call, 9 times out of 10, that person is going to end up in the emergency room. When they end up in the emergency room, firstly, they're going to have a wait for quite a period of time, typically several hours. And in addition to having a wait, it's actually going to cost the government and the payor probably 3 or 4 times what it would have cost the person if they had got a home call visit instead. And typically for this sort of person, a walk-in isn't an option because they're not convinced that that everything will be sort of seen to there, and they simply lack mobility, lack access, and cannot get out of their house. So we're there really for that niche of care that exists between the walk-in and the emergency room for patients who have chronic underlying conditions or are lacking access. So we want to prevent people from going to the emergency room insofar as possible, because it's simply the right thing to do for the patient, and also more broadly, the right thing to do for the system.
Good stuff there. Thanks for sharing that. Now, lastly, with the acquisition, will the name change?
It will not. So although the National Home Doctor Service are operating under their brand, MD Home Call will be one of the brands within the National Home Doctor Service. And for our patients, frankly, nothing will change at all. The exact operations, workflow, and all the rest will remain identical.
And that totally makes sense. Where can listeners and patients get all the details on MD Home Call?
www.mdhomecall.com. We've got 416-322-3303 is the line you would call if you needed a home call access in Toronto. Unfortunately, not in the United States just yet, but I think I'd transfer that over to Crescent Capital and HDS if there's any questions about those future plans.
Well, Makun, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you. Continue success. I think it's fabulous having this service and look forward to that coming into the U.S. And thanks for being with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Makun Schoper, the board member and CEO of MD Home Call, a leader in connecting patients and physicians in the greater Toronto area for doctor house call and visits. And for all the details, visit mdhomecall.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.